This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. An effort to put an abortion ban on this fall's Colorado ballot did not collect enough signatures to qualify for the ballot. Monday was the deadline to turn in signatures. A federal judge has ruled that the Poudre School District did provide appropriate education to a special needs student. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The judge called multiple claims from the parents of a special needs child untrue. The parents alleged the district failed to provide their son the level of educational services required under federal law. They alleged the school improperly reduced his therapy, causing a decline in his skills. The school district argued the boy's behaviors never impeded his access to learning. The judge ruled the boy's individualized education plan, a requirement of federal law, was developed and followed to reasonably ensure his progress. The boy has autism, Down syndrome, vision and hearing loss, and impulse disorder. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
CDOT's Mustang to the Broncos service is coming back for football season. Here's CPR's Andrew Villegas.
A round-trip ticket for the bus service to Denver Broncos games typically costs $30, but that cost is being cut in half for the team's preseason games. The buses make several stops in Colorado Springs and Fort Collins to ferry fans back and forth from Empower Field at Mile High for each home game. The first trip of the season is Saturday, when the Broncos take on the Dallas Cowboys in Denver. RTD announced in late July that it will not run its popular Broncos ride service this season for metro area riders. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News and KRCC.